We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Krista knows
blank. Today's episode is going to blow your mind. Maybe, I don't know. It depends on how high your bar is set. Do you ever look around your house and think, oh, I wish I could find something that I could cook with and clean with and brush my teeth with? Well, there is that product, and it's baking soda. And baking soda is such a big deal. It's what my guest today wanted to talk about on this podcast. Welcome to Krista Knows Blank. And if you're listening, hey, take a second to like, subscribe, and follow this podcast. However you're listening, there's going to be a button somewhere. This is like, follow, or subscribe. Push that button. And see what happens. Candy might pop out, but most of all, it'll just make the podcast feel really special. I'm Kristen Key. I'm the host of this crazy mess. You can find me on my website, kristenkey.com. Through that, you can find me and follow me on all my social media. I'm on Patreon, so you can support this and all of my shows. I'm also on Cameo, so if you want to give someone a personalized song or a musical shout out, find me on Cameo. Now, this week, my guest is a hilarious comedian. He's also the host of the podcast, Is This Anything? And today, he's going to talk to me about baking soda. So, hey, computer lady, play that interview with Brett Druck.
Playing interview with Brett Druck.
Brett, thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Is this where I say what I'm an expert on? Am I doing it too soon?
You're about to. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is right. The whole concept of the show is every week I have on a comedian and I ask them, you know, what's something that you're super into or that you would consider yourself an expert on? And yours, like always, all comedians surprise me. What do you consider yourself an expert on, or what are you super into?
I'm super into baking soda.
Baking soda. I mean, I just didn't see that. I would just assume comics are always going to have like these like... I don't know what I think they're going to be.
What
you know?
Did you think mine was going to be?
I don't know. I thought yours was going to be like an obscure like comic book or like a...
That tracks.
I don't know. Like a movie franchise or something. Like I'm super into Fast and the Furious. You wouldn't be Fast and the Furious, but I don't know who is into Fast and the Furious.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'd like to be.
Yeah, would you?
I'm a big marathon. I like movie marathons very much. And because there's so many of them, I've never gone down that rabbit hole. So I would kind of like to, I would do that.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay. So baking soda, why did that pop into your head? Why are you so knowledgeable about baking soda?
I just, have slowly accumulated uses for baking soda over the years. And I just, it's like a thing where I'm like, man, if I had to sell a product, like if I could ever get an endorsement with baking soda, I would do that. Cause I never would want to sell a product that I don't genuinely lose, but I love baking soda. It's just fulfilled so many purposes for me.
Let's go back then. Let's go way back. What was where did it begin with baking
Number
soda?
One, smelly shoes. Okay.
Okay. I don't use it for smelly shoes. So you were already a level above what mine sits in my, I have one in the fridge and I have one in the spice rack.
Right. The fridge thing, I think, was like a marketing technique. I mean, it does absorb odor really, really well. But I think that's mostly, it was just like a weird thing. Like, I just found out recently that the Pledge of Allegiance was a way for flag companies to sell more flags.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're learning all kinds of things. Thank you, baking soda, like, for opening the door into patriotism.
There's just like these things that are super outdated that we're like, nobody's ever questioned. They're just part of what we're used to.
We just, I don't know why I do it. We just have an open box of baking soda in the fridge. But I know that I'm not supposed to bake with that because it's like, that's the bad one. It's like, I just assume it's like guest towels. I'm like, that's the guest baking soda, but we just don't use it.
The broccoli is like, did you use my baking soda? Because it's a little wet.
I was out of my personal stash, you know.
So that was number one. So if you put if you have like some sneakers that you love, but they're a little stinky.
Do I?
Okay. Put some baking soda in there and wear them for 3 hours. Your feet are going to sweat like crazy. Because I think it clogs the pores, which causes your feet to sweat. I don't know.
So you don't, like, I was thinking you sprinkle it in and leave your shoes in your closet. You put the baking soda on and then go make them stinkier.
But you don't make them stinkier. You'll want to eat off of that shoe once you've worn it. Once you've gotten that baking soda in there, it's just going to, the smell's just going to go away.
Oh my God. Okay. Incredible. Okay. So that's where it all began. It began with baking soda in the shoe. And where did you find this out? Is this like, does everybody?
This is when you could Google things and like an article first of all, you would just find the information. It wouldn't be like an article that's like, what is baking soda? And then like the Latin term, and then like 50 paragraphs later, you're like, oh, here's what it was. Just like, here are some household ways to get rid of sneaky things.
That's my follow-up question.
Yeah.
Do you, because, okay, well, just, I'm going to get personal with you. I had a foot odor problem. I don't know that it's still as bad, but for a while in my 30s, and I would tell my, I told my parents about it, because, you know, you're more open with your folks. I'd be like, I have a foot odor problem. My dad was like, I had a foot odor problem in my 30s.
He's like, why are you whispering about it?
It's a foot odor problem. He's a minister, so that's how we talked to each other in church. He's preaching at the time. A foot odor problem. But no, I did. I had really, like, leave your shoes outside kind of foot odor. Is this why you Googled how to, did you have a foot odor problem?
I think I had a hold on to sneakers for too long problem.
Okay.
But I do have an
odor. I wish I hadn't told that story now.
But no, here's the thing though. What I later discovered, which was I would have to put on deodorant. Like I only had like two deodorants that would work for me.
Okay.
And I would still, if it was like a hot summer day in New York, I would have to reapply halfway through the day, or I was just going to smell like BO. And then I, upon knowing that about the foot thing, I was like, I can't believe how well this works about shoes. I was like, what if I just put some under my armpit just to see what happens?
What happened?
Gone. Smell gone. And like, if I hadn't worn deodorant like for a day or something like that, and then I had gone to shower and like, you know, really soaped in there, I still, when I was done showering, I would still smell the BO. It would take like two or three showers before I could get that to go away. And then baking soda, just instantly gone.
Wow. Do you find like as a performer, because like my wife says she can, there's a difference, like performance sweat versus regular sweat. Like she says, like when I go on stage and come off, she's like, your blazers have a different smell than you normally have. Whoa. Like there's like a stress sweat or an adrenaline sweat.
Is your wife Wolverine? So she got a crazy keen sense of smell.
She can smell when I'm injured. But no, she says,
what's up? What happened? Tell me about it.
Is your mom okay? So, so Arm & Hammer would make that, like, I should use that before shows.
Yeah, actually, I like Schmidt's. They have, I was making my own deodorant for a little while, and it was not good. It was, like, way too abrasive.
Okay, I was going to ask,
And I was, like, using beeswax, and it was just all, it would change if it was hot, and it would get goopy, and then it wasn't hard enough. It was bad.
I'm learning so much about you. I would have never pegged you as the, do you make candles, too? That seemed mean, but... But,
no, I didn't. Why did that seem mean? Is that, this feels like a thing where I'm like, I don't know, I'm being insulted.
Okay, good. Because I wasn't trying to, and then I felt like I was. And I'm like, I get lumping you in with if you make your own deodorant, clearly you're going to make your own candles. Oh, the next thing you know, you're into
goop. I'm coming in like, I love baking soda and I use it on my body. So I'm like, I'm already a weirdo. So for you to ask, do you make candles? I feel like that normals me up, if anything.
Like me with Fast and Furious, you're like, I'd like to make my own candles.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that. But Schmidt's is now is like an affordable deodorant, and it's got a heavy amount of baking soda in it. I don't know. Weirdly enough, I don't feel like Arm & Hammer has like a really good baking soda deodorant.
They don't. My wife uses it. I use this, what is it? Natural is what it's called. Natural deodorant. And they've got some fun flavors. They all sound like drinks that I would have had when I was drinking like cucumber melon.
Yeah.
And it's like lavender or whatever. But it's the one that like I'll wear it and then I'll go to perform and before my show starts, I need a different deodorant because it didn't work. And so hers is Arm & Hammer. It smells good, but it's slimy. And I don't feel like it has a lot of baking soda in it.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, they don't put, I think, I don't know if they put much baking soda in there, but Schmidt's has a lot of it. The only thing with baking soda is that it is a little abrasive. So if you start feeling your armpits getting sore, you just have to like take a break from it. Otherwise, you'll really fuck up your armpits.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. It's strong stuff. Okay.
Yeah. I always go to like Marshall's or TJ Maxx because they'll always have Schmidt's somewhere. And it's usually some weird scents. Sucks with the pandemic though, because you can't smell them. You're just like, I wonder what driftwood smells like.
I guess we're gonna find out when I get home. Yeah. Honey, you like the smell of driftwood?
Yeah. Your wife probably would smell you when you pull in.
Have you been at sea? So what else do you use it for?
So unclogging drains, like Drano and some more heavy duty stuff that people will use to unclog drains. They can fuck up your pipes, but just a little baking soda and vinegar, and you will unclog a fair amount of pipes with that.
Wow.
Especially
okay.
good for like for men, you know, like if you got a lot of shaving hair clogging going on there.
Okay.
Just to
okay.
loosen things up. I think there's something that happens with the acidic reaction in carbonate. I don't really chemistry. I don't know anything about.
I did a deep dive on baking soda just for this conversation and found out that, yeah, one is an acid, one is a base. So when vinegar mixes with baking soda, it creates a chemical reaction. And you cannot, if you mix them, do not store them in an airtight container because it will explode.
Ooh. Okay. All right. That was good.
Probably why it torpedoes whatever's in your drain through.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just moves stuff around also. You can use it to like absorb an oil stain.
Ooh, instead of kitty litter.
Yeah. I have pretty big pores on my nose, so I'll get blackheads there. I think that's also because I eat too much candy.
What kind of candy?
Ooh, whatever's available. The reason I'm a few minutes late is because I was sitting here and I was like, oh, I have this bag of jelly beans. And then I started eating jelly beans right before, just as I was waiting. And then I was like, oh no, now my tongue is all red. I look like I'm 7 years old. Like I just had like a really big popsicle. It's probably still, so I went to go brush my tongue.
Okay. Just a little bit. Yeah, because I heard like, before your face was on, I saw your name and then I heard a rustling and then like a bowl. I'm like, how does he prep for podcasts?
Just come covered in baking soda. I have a, what do they call it?
Mortar and pestle.
Mortar and pestle. I'm like, hello.
I make my own. Wiping it all over you. I love candy, but I feel like the older I get, I always wondered why like my grandparents and my aunt had like a candy jar. Because as a kid, I'm like, how do you keep candy in a jar? Like I would eat it. My wife and I have like three jars full of amazing like chocolates and candy because, you know, we're not kids and we can just kind of pace ourselves.
But you're good at pacing yourself. I think I'm going to get that next year.
Yeah. I think we're counting calories right now too, like when we're around each other. So it's like,
can she smell if you've eaten too many calories?
I think she She's can.
Like, you cheated.
Skittles. So do you travel with it? Is it something that's like a staple that you so much so that you bring it with you? And like, do you bring it in the box or do you bring
especially
it in a?
Especially actually when I'm on the road for a long period of time, because like there'll be some times where I'm going gig to gig and I'm like, I don't have time to shower and I know I'm, but if I just throw some baking soda under there, I'm going to be fine.
Oh my God, I'm going to use this. And then that's the thing. Do you like, because it does look like drugs in a bag. So
I've had a lot of confused roommates.
Okay.
Every time. So I've had, I think since I've lived here the last 7 years, I've had five different roommates, and it's always like, like a month after they move in that it's like, they're like, hey, so what's the thing in the shower?
Just for shower cocaine.
I was wondering when you were gonna ask.
Because you label it cocaine.
One roommate didn't ask, but I could tell that he examined it, because as soon as water gets on baking soda, like it changes the consistency. So I was like, he never said anything, but I could tell all the baking soda was like really like solid. It wasn't like in little grains anymore. And I was like, I could tell he'd opened it up to be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Actually, with that roommate, probably. other uses. So you can rub it on your nose and get blackheads out.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I think that's probably like an exfoliating thing because it's got so many small grains. But I really don't know why that works.
Do you brush your teeth with it?
I don't.
Okay.
You can, but I don't.
Okay. Yeah. I like the toothpaste that has it in it, but what was I looking at? It's good for like cleaning your teeth, but it does not whiten your teeth, I found out. Yeah.
Right. You could swish with hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, keep going.
I'm not sure how that is on enamel. I don't endorse that. I'm going to take that back.
Okay. Yeah. Use definite, just regular Clorox bleach on your teeth.
There you go. Inject your teeth with bleach.
Okay. Now, do you come from a family of, I'm just
I before thought you were we just going to end it after family.
Do you come from a family?
You come a family? Because this seems like a...
I only ask certain comedians this. I know it's kind of personal. Did you have a mother?
It seems like you develop baking soda as a survival technique. Do you have a family?
No, but is it like in my family, we used blackstrap molasses for everything. It's yeah, and it's like black and it tastes awful. But it's like my mom would be like, oh, do you have a sore in your mouth? Blackstrap molasses. Upset stomach? Blackstrap molasses. Like put some on a Q-tip. And so it was like our
was
families.
It, did it work?
It works for a lot of things. I don't know great. What it has in it, but especially if you just have like a cut on your mouth or a sore tooth or something, it's like it's really good for that. And so it was, you know, just I've told other people like, oh, I get some blackstrap. They're like, what the hell is blackstrap molasses? I was like, oh, it's one of my family's weird home remedies. So is this like one of your family's home
remedies?
Blackstrap
molasses sounds like somebody from like the star of a blaxploitation movie. Here comes old blackstrap molasses.
Well, let's talk more about my family. Yeah, no, it's not actually the name of the product. That's just what they call it because there's a black woman on the bottle.
Yeah, no, this is not a family thing. I'm probably the weirdest person in my family, so this is not a thing that I don't even know if my family knows my love for baking soda.
They're about to. Yeah. They're probably they're watching right now. You don't know our viewership. They're not watching. This is incredible though, because it's like because I knew you were coming on to talk about this, I looked it up and I was like, I did not know you could do that much with it. I'm gonna do more. But I
How's
feel like
your foot situation now.
My foot odor problem, it's better now. Like my feet, they still sweat, but they don't smell like they used to. But I do have some shoes that are a little beyond their prime. And so regardless, they're going to need some baking soda in them.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to be sprinkling in some shoes.
I'm excited for you.
More than anything, I'm going to be using this under my pits.
Oh yeah. I would say if you're not using the deodorant, especially if you're just going straight to pit, I would it's abrasive, so it'll fuck your skin up. So don't do that in an emergency situation, or you can even just go straight on the shirt with it.
Oh, that'll be great for my jackets. Yeah.
Jackets is great for jackets.
Travel jackets that just like, you know, I'm not gonna be able to clean this for a week or two, and you wear it three or four nights, you're like, gee, it smells like, you know,
absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely. I'll wear some jackets on stage, and always they'll accumulate. But you're like, I'm not gonna wash a jacket. Dry cleaning, like, what am I gonna do?
And so, I mean, I literally go to the dry cleaners like twice a year, and I should go like every 3 weeks. And so, yeah, right. I could use this is a good comics quick fix. All right, I feel like you're extremely knowledgeable in your field, so I'm gonna test that knowledge with five quick questions.
It's time for
five quick questions.
I'm going to test your knowledge of Arm & Hammer deodorant flavors. Ooh. All you have to do is tell me, is this an Arm & Hammer deodorant flavor or the flavor of Trident gum?
Okay. Well, you keep saying flavors for deodorants.
It's
you
scent. Know that, it's scent. Scent.
Okay.
I know
I just
want to
make sure you weren't eating them.
They all taste the same, but they all smell different. You know, the nose flavor. Number one. Is this an Arm & Hammer deodorant fragrance or a Trident gum flavor? Cool blast.
I'm going to say that is an Arm & Hammer deodorant.
That is correct. Okay,
oh
question
God,
one, down the tubes. Awesome.
I say okay. I'm on fire after the first question.
He's on a hot streak, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing can slow him down. All right, number two.
Except for Icy Cool Blast. That's the only thing that could cool me down.
I'm pretty sure Icy Cool Blast would have been a flavor of a different kind of gum, but Cool Blast itself is an Arm & Hammer deodorant. Number two, Tropical Twist.
Ooh.
Arm & Hammer deodorant fragrance or Trident gum flavor?
I'm going to say that is a Trident flavor.
That is correct.
Oh my God, I'm on fire.
Somebody stop him! Somebody stop him! Number three, still aflame. Number three, is this an Arm & Hammer deodorant fragrance or Trident gum flavor? Wintergreen.
I'm gonna say Trident flavor up for on this one too.
You are three for three.
Oh
three
my
for
God!
Three,
am I a prodigy? Has anybody ever done this well?
Nobody has ever done this well with Arm & Hammer questions ever. You are destroying the curve. Number four. Arm & Hammer deodorant fragrance or Trident gum flavor? Juniper berry.
Ooh. I'm going to say Trident again.
That is Arm & Hammer deodorant. That
God
is
damn
Arm
it.
& Hammer deodorant.
I'm so stupid.
Got him. I don't know why I'm rooting for you to fail. Yes! Take that, Brett Drunk! Okay, number five. Number five. Is this an Arm & Hammer deodorant fragrance or a Trident gum flavor? Active Sport.
Okay, I'm going to say that's Arm & Hammer deodorant.
That is Arm & Hammer deodorant. Active
oh
Sport.
My God, I'm on
yes!
fire.
4 out of 5. You truly are an expert at baking soda related questions. How do you feel?
So
how
fun.
Does it feel?
I feel great. Fresh.
And now it's time for Rad Libs. So here's what happened. I wrote a story specifically for you, and I've left out some parts of speech. If you give me those parts of speech together, we're going to make a hilarious story. Are you ready to play Rad Libs?
I'm so freaking ready.
Okay, let's do it. I need an exclamation of disbelief.
The fuck?
Yes, yes. I need a substance.
Protein powder.
Yes.
This is a comic Lance Weiss has a great joke about. I don't know if you've ever used protein powder, but it is really easy to spill and like not an easy substance to clean up. But he's like, I just got protein powder. I don't get any of it in my blender, but I spill it all over the ground. He's like, my cockroaches are huge.
<That's so funny.
laughs> I love that joke.
Plural noun.
Tomatoes.
A unit of measurement.
5 yards.
I need a liquid.
Slimer High C.
Slimer. Do you drink a lot of that?
Not in many years, but I have.
I remember that. I remember.
Yeah,
it's been
a long
time.
I don't know why that just popped into my head.
What did that taste like? Was that?
I don't remember. I feel like if you know how like if you freeze like a fruit juice, the ice and the syrup will separate?
Yeah.
I feel like if you do that with a lemon Gatorade or like a green Gatorade, that if the syrup separated, that's what that tasted like.
Okay. I don't know why when you said that, all I thought of, remember Surge?
Yeah, Surge,
the first energy drink?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it just popped into my head. A body part.
Belly button.
Yes. That's the correct answer. And I'm grading you. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Terrible, terrible fail. I need an adverb.
Mournfully.
Mournfully. Never had that on the show in the history of the
really?
Show.
Have you had a heist Slimer IC on the show before?
All the time. Every week.
Every answer I've given you, you get all the time.
Some of these are more common than others. I need a toiletry item.
Well, for me, it'd be baking soda.
Yes.
Toiletry item.
I'm putting it in. Ooh, a flavor.
Tamarind.
An adjective.
Wobegon.
Wobegon?
Wobegon, yeah. I felt like it fit with mournfully. I mean, it's sad.
Aw. Wobegon.
Yeah.
It sounds like a teddy bear's name.
Oh, yeah. Like a really sad teddy bear.
Wobegon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's sad.
His head's in his chest. He won't make eye contact. It's the only teddy bear that you have to make it feel better.
Oh, well begone. I'll come to you. An article of clothing.
An ascot.
Ascot, yes. Oh, an activity.
Doodling.
Increment of time.
Fortnite. I feel like you probably get that one all the time.
Not as often as you'd think. I like
really?
That one. You know the most popular answer in this whole show is I ask body part.
What?
Everybody says elbow.
Really?
In what, like 26 episodes, I've had like 23 elbows.
What the fuck?
It's like, it gets to be annoying. I told my wife that. Now every time I do one of these with my wife, all she'll say is elbows now because she knows it pisses me off. And I'm like, come on! She used to be like, butt cheeks, nipples. And I'm like, ha ha ha. Now she's like, elbow. I'm like, why? Why? What do you do? You know what bothers me.
Can I tell you, my first instinct was elbow, for sure, 100%. And I was like, no, that's probably what everybody says.
Isn't that weird? It's where everybody goes there like, this is unique. Elbow. I'm like, son of a bitch! And I guess I'm secretly judging you all. Sorry. Something a magician yells. Do good. Do good.
Do good. Do good.
No, just something a magician yells.
I just like the idea of a magician who's like, really, he's not sure what's going to happen. He's like, do good. Do good. He reaches into the hat. Do good. Oh, good. It's a rabbit.
I'm putting it. Do good. All do right. good. Something alive.
Plant.
A family member.
Like an aunt or my aunt?
I don't make up the rules.
Okay, my aunt.
Yes, my aunt. Do you have an aunt? Aunt? Do you have an aunt?
I have aunts, yeah.
Aunts. Why do some of us say aunt, some of us say aunt?
Because some of us are uneducated.
Aunt.
No, I say aunt, too. I do it interchangeably. I try to say aunt just so there's no confusion. You know, there's only one version of aunt, but there's two versions of aunt. And I've been known to collect an aunt, you know, like the insect.
Yeah.
So people would get confused. Like, oh, I'm visiting my aunt. They're like, which one, you know?
Don't they live with you in that little jar? Not that aunt. The human person. So confusing.
Don't they live with you in that little jar? No, not that aunt. The insect.
I'm going to start calling the insect aunts just to confuse people. Oh, I stepped
colony.
On an aunt. An aunt hill.
It's a colony of fire ants. Be careful.
A natural disaster.
A nuclear meltdown.
That works really well there. A liquid.
Corn syrup.
Something a teacher says.
All right, class.
A body part.
Earlobe.
Excellent. And an adjective ending in ER.
Frumpier.
We have a story.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
The story's called A Letter to Arm & Hammer. Dear Mr. or Mrs. Arm & Hammer, I always knew that baking soda was for cooking, but when I found out how many uses baking soda has, I was like, the fuck? I've used it to clean the protein powder off my tomatoes. I just mix 5 yards of baking soda with a squirt of Slimer High C and rub it mournfully. Then, wow, so shiny I can see my belly button in it. I also brush my teeth with a little baking soda and baking soda. It always leaves my breath fresh, but it leaves a slight tamarind aftertaste. Boy, my teeth have never been more woebegone. I use baking soda to freshen my stinky ascots. Sometimes they get that doodling smell, but if I sprinkle some baking soda on them and leave it for a fortnight, then do good, fresh as plants. Not sure what the do good there for is. I guess it's the mantra you say while your ascot's getting freshened.
Do good, fresh as plants is going to be my regular repertoire of things to say.
Do good, fresh as plants. How do you clean your ascot? I even used baking soda when I was helping my aunt with her science fair project. We built a nuclear meltdown, but it worked a little too well, leaving the science teacher covered with corn syrup. It definitely made an impression. In the words of my teacher, all right, class. So thank you, Arm & Hammer. From the top of my kitchen to the bottom of my earlobe, thanks for making my life a little frumpier.
I like that the teacher said all right, class, after she was just covered in corn syrup. Like she was like, I'm just going to do the lesson.
I'm just going to get through it. Well done, sir. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God! Tell the viewers and the listeners what you have coming up and where they can find you.
Oh well, tomorrow you can see me with my Is This Anything Boys at nowherecomedyclub.com. You can go find tickets there. I think we still have some discount tickets available as of now, but we'll see you on Monday. So go ahead, get those. You can watch Is This Anything on YouTube, and you can follow me at Brett Druck, BrettDruck on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those things.
Wonderful. Everybody find him, follow him. Is This Anything is a hilarious podcast. I got to be on it and it was so much fun. You get to test out comedy material and you get to hear wonderful comedians testing out their material, and it's very, very funny.
And Kristen killed it. So if you love Kristen, just go watch her episodes because she was so funny on it that I had to switch from podcast form to YouTube to watch the faces. That's how much fun I had re-listening to it.
It was so fun to be on it, so I can't wait to listen to the rest of it. But thank you for coming on today.
And thank you so much for having me. This is a blast. Day.
Interview complete. Dissolving bread into a mixture of baking soda and vinegar to unclog a drain.
Wow, that is exactly how Brett Druck would have wanted to go. Thanks, Computer Lady, and thanks, Brett Druck, for being such a good sport and for teaching us so much about baking soda. Guys, thank you for listening or watching this podcast. And if you did enjoy it, please take a second to like, subscribe, and follow it because it makes this podcast purr like a kitten. I'm Kristen Key. Find me online through my website, kristenkey.com. follow me, friend me, subscribe to me, support my Patreon, get a cameo from me. Each week, I'll be bringing you hilarious comedians with unusual topics of expertise. Together, we'll discuss, we'll answer 5 quick questions and play a rad lib. Until next time. Bye.
We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to
Hello.
Some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some
Hello.
People, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some
Hello.
People, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Krista knows.